This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, and thanks for being here. It's certainly been another busy news week on Inside Douglas County and throughout all the things we're doing here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. But we thought after a week that's been very long for folks that we would go in a little bit lighter direction this afternoon ahead of your weekend. Maybe you've got the opportunity to pull back, do some fun things with your family, and chill out a bit, as they used to say back in the day. And so we're going to go live virtually to Wildlife Safari. Executive Director Dan Van Slyke and Marketing Director Jacob Schluter joining us. Gentlemen, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Hey, happy to be with you today, Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
So, Dan, first of all, it's been very interesting for Wildlife Safari going through this situation as a number of parameters shifted and the Stay Home Safe, Stay Safe executive order came out and things like that. Ultimately, you went the direction after taking a look at how things were set up and the expectations and the rules, realizing that, indeed, your drive-through could remain open.
Well, you know, if you go all the way back to 72 when this park was created, it was really created around social distancing. We got a little phrase that we like to use, and we say, you are captive, they roam free. And we started thinking about the whole concept. You're literally in your car. It's not any different than going down I-5, and you get the opportunity to come out here with your kids and go through the park and enjoy the animals, and it's just a phenomenal experience. And so we did some modifications. We not only have people that are allowed to go through the park, but we have food services that are more curb-like, so you can come up, get a hot dog, a bag of chips, and a pop, and then there's a few items, you know, out of the gift shop, some little trinkets if you might want to have purchased those with some cotton candy, and it makes a really nice experience. We've had so many people, I mean thousands of people. Last weekend, if you can visualize this in your mind, Kyle, if you were turning off of Looking Glass Road onto Safari Road, it was literally bumper to bumper from Safari Road there all the way through and all the way through the park.
Wow.
So because of that, we actually extended our park hours. We're now going to be open from 8 to 6 just to give people an opportunity to come out and not be so crowded. We really try to encourage people to come out during the week, too. A little less traffic for that period of time. But I tell you, we're virtually about the only thing happening in the state. We stand out there and talk to people, and they're just thrilled. Kids are driving them crazy. We think we're probably saving marriages, saving kids' lives in the process of just giving them a place to come out and enjoy some animals and really feel safe.
Yeah, it's been interesting. People, you know, in my world, who I mostly am seeing virtually now, sometimes we'll ask, they say, well, you are aware of what's going on. You do the news. You know, what can we do? And depending on their situation, I have suggested Wildlife Safari any number of times, and people tend to look at me and go, I forgot they were still open.
Yeah, there's a drive-thru park in Nebraska and ourselves, and that's it. And so people can come out, they can have a great time, and the weather's been super, too. So it's really been a nice experience. So we really want to encourage people to come out and enjoy what we're doing. We have a lot of things to see. Jake, you want to talk a little bit about some of the activities here?
Sure. We've got a number of activities going on. Not only is the drive-through open, but we've kind of adapted what we're able to do. Of course, one of the most popular things that we were able to do when we were open were encounters. Those aren't available now, but you can hop on to Facebook at 11 o'clock every morning and learn more about your favorite animals through a live session that they'll do. We've also started up some what we're calling virtual private encounters, and those are really cool. That's a good way to get one-on-one with just you've got a birthday party or a family party, and you need something to really spice it up. We'll call you live, and you can really incorporate some of our animals into your event.
So tell me more.
Kind of cool, Kyle, if you think about it. If you wanted to do something special, and we're thinking we're going to carry this program long after everything kind of normalizes, because if you got a bunch of kids around the house, you're going to do a birthday party, and you want to make it special, you really only need a laptop. And so you can get a hold of us, and we can literally take you out to, say, the lion's den, and while they're in feeding the lions, it can be very interactive. They can talk to the kids, they can ask questions. We've been thinking about this for years, of really trying to apply it to hospitals, because so many folks, we've talked to the Dornbecker people, where you got these little kids, they're trapped in a bed and they really can't go anywhere. Well, now, just it's something as simple as a laptop, we can bring them literally to the elephants, where we can have these encounters where they can talk to the elephant people, ask questions, and make it very personal. So it's not only good now during this period of time, but it's something we can do for the future.
You know, it's amazing too to think about that when you talk about maybe up the road when things hopefully resume as much before, to be maybe inviting a family member who's going to be visiting from another state, but maybe as sort of a kind of a front end thing, set this up and say, well, here's this place we can go when you're out here, and we've set this up for you, and your family can see this today and do this. They get to do that, and then later they can come, you know, in the park live as well.
Things have accelerated so fast. You know, there's so many different venues through Zoom, different types of dynamics, where we've been concerned a long time about people that are in shut-ins, elderly, rest homes, kids with cancer. There's so many dynamics where people can't come to the zoo, they can't come to the animals. But what a wonderful thing if we could take the animals to them and really be personal, where they could really have that interaction with the keepers. And it's something we can really do simply. And we can also do it for large groups too. Our education program, they're working with schools now, and they want to expand that too. So again, if you have groups that maybe either can't afford to, or through the dynamics of distancing, can't bring large groups here, then we can take us there, you know, just as simple. So we're pretty excited about this program.
Now, it's obviously evolving. Jacob, do you kind of have a framework up on the website yet to explain how these virtual private encounters would work?
You know, we created them just this morning, so that framework will be up here in the next couple of days for people to get more information. Right now, if you're interested, we definitely recommend. We've got our guest services team plugged in. You can call the park during hours, and they'd be just thrilled to help you out.
Wow. So that, again, an emerging way to help out at Wildlife Safari. Now, Dan, just to make clear for folks, obviously at this point, the village, though, still has to remain closed.
Yeah, the village area, the gift shop, the restaurant, camel rides, the train, all those kinds of things, unfortunately, are in the village area, and so those remain closed. I guess to give folks a little spice maybe for the future, though, is we've really enhanced those areas. So when we do open back up, we've built a brand-new gator house. So people are going to be able to come in and see our alligators in a whole brand-new environment. We built some new exhibitry around the tracks themselves. So when they do take the train, they're going to be able to see some new exhibits that they haven't seen before. So there's some pretty cool enhancements. I guess we just want to tease people a bit that hopefully as we get in maybe mid-June, I'm hoping it's not much later than that, that people can actually get in and walk around our village area and really find it comfortable. One thing I also want to mention too, Kyle, is memberships. You know, we're selling lots and lots and lots and lots of memberships because, again, we're about it. And so for $120, you can get a family membership, and then you can come in free as often as you want the rest of the year. We do have a 20% discount just on gate when people are coming in from Douglas County. So when they roll in here, they're going to be offered a 20% discount right off the top, just to encourage folks to come out.
Now, what about, you mentioned something about pre-recorded greetings, I think it was?
Yeah, so we'll have two options. You can do the live into whatever your event, party, gathering is, or what we can do is we can put together at kind of a much cheaper rate a pre-recorded message. These have been really, really popular as you use them for happy birthdays, and that's a gift for, you know, the birthday boy. You do hope you're getting well. We've seen a lot of those that we've done for hospital and infirm patients. And just a really cool way to share not only the message about wildlife, but to help kind of make a personal connection in people's lives as well.
So how would those work? Does that mean staff around certain animals, or what will you be doing?
Yeah, the cameo ones, that would be like the staff that work with the cheetahs have produced some of these. They're really, really cool. They'll do a video. They'll say, you know, Khayyam, he wanted to say happy birthday to you today. And here he's got a sign with your name on it, and it's a really cool way to make a connection.
Wow. We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Executive Director Dan Van Slyke, Marketing Director Jacob Schluter, they're coming to us live from Wildlife Safari this afternoon. More when we come back. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Eye on Travel. You can hear the entire program Sunday afternoon at 2, but get an hour sneak peek this afternoon to Eye on Travel. We're going to travel to Wildlife Safari again, talk to Executive Director Dan Van Slyke, Marketing Director Jacob Schluter. Next thing I wanted to ask you guys about is the cheetah cubs. You had some born out there, but some that came from elsewhere. How was everybody doing?
They're doing great. We are so excited to get underway in a normal fashion so people can actually see these babies. They are just phenomenal. Our cheetah had four babies. They're super healthy, two girls and two boys. But Jake, why don't you talk a little bit about the cross-fostering, because that was a really fascinating thing.
It's a really cool thing. So cheetahs are pretty hard to breed successfully. So when there was another facility down in Texas that needed a mother for her two cubs that she wasn't caring for, we were kind of the first place that came to mind. So we were really excited to be able to go and meet them kind of halfway. We got two more cubs from them and brought them home. And those two are now living with the litter of four that we had, as well as the mother. And everybody is doing really, really great. They have this amazing capacity to take on these cross-fostered babies, and we're really excited to be a part of that.
So what's the process when you introduce the new cubs to the mother who already has cubs? How does that work?
It's really interesting with cheetahs. You know, a lot of times we're in the cattle business. We own a cattle ranch, and sometimes grafting calves on a new mother or a new baby to a mother is really difficult for them to get them to take that baby. It's not that way with cheetahs. They're really, really receptive. And so they literally took these babies in and placed them with the new babies. They're about the same size. Jake, I think they're within a week, I think, in age.
Yeah.
And she instantly took them. And they became hers. And she never thought of different, you know, she just really just didn't have a problem with them at all.
Just took them on.
Yeah. We got two separate huts. It's kind of fascinating. Oh, they're probably 50 yards apart, and she likes to hang out in one and then for a few days, and then she'll move the babies to the other one, and she likes to hang out there. And so I think it's kind of air the other one out, get a new little environment. So she kind of shifts these guys around, but all of them, she treats them the same. And they have a little different color. We're going to name them. Kyle, hopefully you're going to be available to MC our auction again this year. But
sure,
in September, we'd actually like to do some naming for these babies, and we'll have the babies at the auction, too.
Oh,
that'll encourage folks to come out and see those guys.
That'll be cool. So how does this work now? Do you basically have these two cubs that are being cross-fostered? Do you have them now for the long term?
Yes. Yes, we'll just keep them. And they had a batch of four, too, and two went another direction. Their particular mother had some intestinal problems, and they just couldn't get it turned, and so they needed to find a home. And one of our vets and one of our keepers took off for Texas and met these folks halfway. Our people are real serious, and so were the people in Texas. And I mean, you got to be pretty serious to jump into a vehicle and drive nonstop to pick up two baby cheetahs and bring them back. But there's just that kind of commitment to make this thing work, and they're just doing a phenomenal job now. Everybody's happy.
Wow. Now, obviously, they are not in a place, or they're not in the drive-through area, but is there a way to see them online?
Yeah, Jake?
There is. So we talked about doing our Facebook Live posts every day at 11. They actually get every Monday at 11. So every single Monday at 11, you can tune in to Wildlife Safari's Facebook page, and you can watch the updates that they do. So every week they do a weighing session, and they do this work with them and that work with them. And people are invited to watch that with us every Monday. Again, at 11, we're doing those weigh-ins and those check-ins of the Cubs.
We're going to continue, Kyle, to do this online presentation long after everybody comes back to sort of normalcy. Because, again, there's a lot of folks that can't come out here on a regular basis. Our staff really enjoy it, too. But it really gives people sort of an inside track as to what's really going on. They go back in to the huts. They do a lot of husbandry. They show how they feed these animals, how they care for them. And we're getting a lot of comments that people really, really find that interesting. Because when you come through the park, you'll drive through and you see the animals in sort of a natural state, but you really don't get a really inside look at their care. And so with this new venue that we've established, it really gives you an opportunity to see kind of behind the scenes and really see how they're cared for.
And for parents right now that are working with the long-distance learning and spending more time, or even traditional homeschool families, it would seem like a good opportunity there to take a break from whatever else they're studying for a little bit and see one of these at 11 a.m.
It really is a cool experience, and we're excited to offer it, of course, to those families at home and to be a part of the new education plans that some of these kids have.
Wow.
We sure want to encourage people to come out, though, with their kids, spend some time. We've got some new animals. You know, we've got a new hippo. They get to see the giraffes. With the development of our new elephant expansion that we built a couple of years ago, without even doing private encounters, you get to see the elephants really close. You get to see them playing in the water. So the experience of drive-through is just phenomenal. It was kind of interesting when people were last weekend. We're so packed in here. Everybody was still having a really good time. Everybody was laughing and just kind of moving around slow. It's nice this time of year, too, especially if it's a little cooler, is the animals tend to be closer to the roads, much easier to feed. We still have our feed cups where people can actually go in the Asia area and feed the animals. And, man, it's a great time. Just really want to encourage people to come out and enjoy it.
And for people who have maybe they're newer to the area, have never done a drive-through, how long does that normally take, folks?
It can take about an hour to an hour and a half. It depends. Obviously, you're driving yourself through, so it depends on how many times you stop, how much you see, how much you look at, and, of course, traffic. The other thing that's really cool is, you know, there's no two visits to the park that are the same. So we encourage people to drive through maybe twice in a day, too, just to make sure that they experience everything.
They can go back through the park as many times as they want and during that experience. And it's broken into three areas. You come into the African area, so those are African animals, and you roll around into what we call our wetlands, which is an area that you can actually get out of your vehicle, stretch, and there's a nice lake there. Then you get back in, you go into the Americas, where we have a herd of elk and bison and brown bears. And then you'll roll into the last section, past the elephants, into the Asia area. And that's the area you get to hand feed all these different animals like sika deer, fallow deer, and just a great time. Really, really great time.
About a minute and a half left on Inside Douglas County. In the midst of all the social distancing and the restrictions and all of that, do you have some other long-term projects that you're working on?
I think the thing we're really looking forward to is some excursions that we've just developed. We bought a brand new RTV. We've never really had off-road experiences where you could literally get into, it's a side-by-side with two different seats, and we're going to take you up in the hills, loop you around. You'll get to hand feed the animals, but it'll be truly an African experience. It'll be something completely unusual that Wildlife Safari has never done before. We acquired a piece of real estate adjacent to the park that has a high ridge that we'll take you up on. It's a really wonderful overview. We're also going to try to really look at enhancing our overnight capabilities where you can actually come out and camp at Wildlife Safari as a family so you feel like you're really having that African adventure. So we're really excited about those two dynamics, but again, we kind of get back to normalcy so we can make that happen.
And again, for people that might be wanting to come out, what are the hours for the drive-thru right now?
We've just expanded the hours. It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. We let the last car in at 6.
All right. From a Wildlife Safari, Executive Director Dan Van Slyke, Marketing Director Jacob Schluter. Guys, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQAN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.